AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, the VinnieEastwoodShow, all one word, .com. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. Speaking of unconventional news, people of the United States, this is a warning directly to you. I know this is a, we kind of have listeners all over the world, but you guys in particular. There is a large radiation plume now snaking its way towards you in a type of anaconda-like fashion, slithering across the slipstream over the Pacific Ocean and is about to hit you. Currently, in New Zealand, we're a day ahead of you on the timeline, but something tells me that tomorrow for you may come to you sooner than you think. But get yourself informed and protected. Try not to go outdoors. And if you do, when you come back in, try and wash yourself off. A little bit of water or something like that. Try and prevent the radiation from coming into your home. And these are just precautionary principles. I mean, the government officially says, no, it's no problem. But anyway, Obama has ordered mandatory evacuations of women and children. Oh, no. Well, I believe there are the voluntary evacuations of women and children off American base in less than 24 hours. I believe it's in Atsugi, Japan. So the Air Force is now running an operation to get women and children out. You know, I mean, does the Titanic ring any bells? Women and children first, because this puppy's going down. Oh, my God. Do you have any idea the seriousness of this? All right. They're already talking about a Chernobyl times 1 million. You know, it's catastrophically insane. And the cover-up is so incredibly, incredibly implemented that it'll just be like Chernobyl all over again. Except there's the wild card this time. They didn't have the internet and alternative media like we do today back then. So maybe we can save a few people from getting terrible cancers, as happened around the Chernobyl area, of which there was only like, I don't know, was it one or two reactors, and in this one in Japan, there's like six, all in close proximity together, I think. Don't quote me on that. It's pretty bad anyway, right? And sometimes I make light of bad situations, but this is real serious. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. Check us out on the web. We'll be right back.
I got some so-called friends. My right to my face, all when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz. We have a terrible crisis looming in all the world. And we've been having a discussion with a few people today, in particular. The day's not been long at all. There is a point of view out there that if you appear insensitive to people in a dire situation, or you try to profit from it, or you poke fun at it, that it's inherently a bad thing. Now, sometimes, I mean, there's discrepancies within this, of course, different levels. Like, for example, if you could sell a product for $29.95 and still make a little bit of profit, that's good enough for you, as opposed to somebody selling it for $200, a scalper, right? Clear distinction between honest business practice and being being a criminal scumbag. Now, here's the difference. One of them uses their moral and ethic and does not lose that veneer so that they still care about what it is that they're doing to other people. And the other person is not about what it's doing to other people. It's about what it's doing for them. Okay, they only look inward. They don't look out. They don't see what's happening and what they're doing. Or maybe they do and they love it, like some kind of demonic sacrifice. So just like that, I make fun of disaster and terrible situations because nobody else does. Everybody's too chicken, too unhip. You know, heaven forbid somebody would try to make light of a bad situation to ease the suffering by releasing natural endorphins, which are anti-carcinogenic. That's just a claim I'm making. But on the line here, we have somebody who, George Heminger from George 4 Title, that's the number 4 title, on YouTube. Something like 15,000 subscribers. One of the best on the street, man on the street reporters that California has to offer. And we welcome him now to the Vinny Eastwood Show. George, welcome.
Hey, Vinny, how are you doing?
A heck of a lot better than you, mate, I'm glad to say, but it's, again, you don't have any clue, Vinny, do you? Just how dire the situation is. And that's why we've got you on here, man. I just watched about half a minute of your video, and the expression on your face is precisely the expression that I see on my face after I've just, you know, been screwed over royally and know that the worst is yet to come.
Yeah, you know, we're having a little bit of a cognitive disconnect with all the events unfolding before our eyes. And it's like the last couple of years we've all been trying to... And that's kind of very, very strange. Very...
Well, I'm sorry, George, your phone's kind of cutting out there. Can you hear me, George?
Vinny?
No. Yeah, mate, we can hear you. Hello? All right, that's unfortunate. Okay, we'll probably have to get him up again. Anyway, the upshot is, imagine you're looking at a map of the Pacific Ocean, which is one of the largest areas of anything in the world. In fact, is the largest area of anything, bigger than any continent, bigger than any other plate or anything like that, and it a huge column of radioactive particles or something is snaking its way from Japan over to the US. What's the kind of threat that the people of the West Coast are liable to suffer here, George? George?
Yeah, well, you know, we're having, if you look at most Americans and most Californians, they're totally clueless about what's going on. But, you know, as well as you, my contacts are pretty much people that are aware. And right now, a lot of people are getting their survival preparations in order, you know. So, you know, it's storing up your food, storing up your water, you know, hunkering down or preparing to bug out. I mean, this is it. This is the real deal. It's alert. It's alert. This is not a drill. So now, like you guys, I like how you guys stay positive, but now you need to implement all the things that you have been preparing for. And it's a very strange feeling to have to actually implement some of these preparedness plans that you've been thinking about for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And it's been heavy on a lot of people's minds. And conveniently, we've had a lot of alternative media trying to inform people that a lot of bad stuff is coming. And notably, they've built up decent businesses around that industry. And thankfully, today, it's paying off for everybody who bought into it.
Well, I think there's going to be a huge, huge influx of Americans and people all over the world getting into, you know, what we are interested in, you know, survival preparedness, truth/patriot movement. So I think there's just, as these things unfold for, you know, middle-class America and the majority of the global audience, I just think there's going to be a huge waterfall of new viewers, new listeners, and they're going to all be interested in the things that we have been talking about, you know, for the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, it's danger, Will Robinson. Frickin' danger. What kind of things are people expected to do? I mean, are you evacuating yourself, George, or are you in it for the long haul? Do you want to, like, walk around with plastic sheeting everywhere?
Well, my goal is to get out of California. I have different issues with, you know, family members that want to stay. And most of the decisions that people make are economic. They're not really thinking about, well, there could be a major earthquake in California, we're overdue for that, or there could be radioactive fallout coming from Japan. You know, most people are just operating on the basic common denominator of where the next paycheck is going to be. And strangely enough, I've actually seen a lot of Oregon license plates, Arizona license plates, of coming to California. And I don't know if that's the reason because our economy is so good. I just think in some other states, the economy is even worse. So there's a lot of migration happening in America right now. And the people that aren't migrating are just kind of sitting on the dole. They're collecting unemployment. They're getting food stamps. So when that runs out, then they apply for welfare. So what you're seeing is a welfare state develop in America. And it doesn't really motivate people to think of new businesses and to be entrepreneurial. So it's kind of like a multifaceted development. But you could sum it up in just the breakdown of our cultural values, safety, security. It's just a slow decline into an economic collapse scenario.
Yeah. Well, and I said on the show the other day that we have a cacophony of crises occurring simultaneously. All of these different things are happening. Okay, let's see if we can name them. There's the earthquake-type crises, the tsunami crisis, the nuclear radiation crisis, the economic crisis, the health crisis, the oil crisis, and add on to that list, the everything crisis. Everything's a crisis! Well, you know, it's almost like we're being conditioned to accept a worse and worse reality.
Well, it's totally normal. If you study history and you study, like, what happened during the Weimar Republic with hyperinflation, the society, the horrors and the crises kept happening, and the people's attitudes were always, well, it can't get any worse, and then, yet, it got worse. So what I think we need to do as, you know, just a general dose of sanity is just realize, hey, it could be bad, but realize it can get worse. There is no bottom to this thing. You know, the bottom is when you're dead. So just realize things can get worse, and you got to roll with it the best you can.
Well, life is then inherently no different to politicians because there's no depth to how bad they can get.
Well, Vinny, you know what I do? I kind of take your guys' take, and I try to put a positive spin on things, and I do mental jujitsu. So now when I hear, you know, gas is going up to $5 a gallon, when, you know, housing values are dropping, you know, we're running out of money, I do mental jujitsu. I say, okay, well, that's a good thing, because we need a collapse to get back to our roots and back to self-sufficiency. Now, it's hard to cheer on earthquakes and reactor blow-ups. That's difficult because, you know, people are dying. But, you know, These are things that are out of our control, and we just have to roll with it. But right now, I think we are really playing games with the lives of Japanese people. And I think right now there should be a worldwide effort with boats of all kinds doing a major evacuation of the Japanese islands. I think personally 50 to 100 million people need to be off of that island.
Yeah, yeah, and you're talking about the main island of Japan where the where its largest cities are, and you know, it's a country of something like 60, 80 million people spread across three, four islands.
Whoever's in danger of nuclear fallout, we need to go out there and go get them. I mean, hell, the economy goes to hell, so be it. We got to save lives here.
I agree with you, George, and the government thinks different. They think lie to everybody and not tell them the truth and let them all die of cancer and have them and tell them that it was for other reasons.
Well, you know,
they did in Chernobyl.
They built these reactor plants, you know, nuclear energy. They thought that would solve all their energy problems, and they built these, you know, cities, and now they're finding out these cities have been built upon sand. They've been built upon fantasy, and maybe it's not natural to have, you know, 100, 150 million people packed into an island like that. Maybe it's not workable, you know, and building a nuclear facility close to that. You know, we're seeing right now all the well-laid plans of the elite and the people that control our societies and the worldwide economies. You know, it might be built on sand. It may not be the way it's supposed to be.
Maybe it's exactly part of the plan, though. If you have a huge, huge crisis, then you can basically justify passing any type of draconian legislation, as our Lord and Savior Barack H. O. Barry is currently doing in the United States with gun confiscations or something along those lines, I hear.
You know, and that's beyond my scope of expertise. But I would not be surprised if some of the events that are unfolding right now are part of a bigger plan. And you guys probably have more expertise on that than me. I pride myself on, you know, being on the ground, talking to local people, finding out how they're surviving and thriving in the local economy. And then from that on-the-ground experience, I'm able to infer, you know, what's happening globally or nationally. And right now, we're going through a massive socioeconomic cultural change. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like at the end of it. I think it's going to be a lot more cutthroat. There's going to be lots of personal and safety security issues. I don't know if we're going to be in a Mad Max scenario, but we're going to be definitely in a more cutthroat society. And it's going to be every man for himself. I mean, that's the feeling I'm getting by talking to people.
Well, maybe some kind of community spirit will emerge out of the crisis, as it does in these crisis zones, like Christchurch, for example. A whole neighborhoods who didn't know each other, suddenly, within a moment, they all started to get to know each other, and now they're all pulling together to rebuild their homes and communities. And I think in great times of crisis, crisis that is beyond what the government can suddenly just solve for everybody with a piece of legislation, when it's a real life and death kind of crisis, people do pull together, and they pull together mighty fast and mighty strong. And I have confidence that the people of the United States can be shaken out of their internal slumber and really focus on how they can really support all the different people in their community once the proverbial hits the fan.
I think it's going to be very, very hard. You're dealing with over 50 years of indoctrination and propaganda. And people are still hooked into the Matrix. I would say 95% of the people are still hooked into the Matrix. They're watching TV. They're paying attention to mainstream media, mainstream politics. I just don't see that. I don't see that happening the way you're talking about, that we're going to have some big awakening really quickly. I think over time, people are going to be forced to wake up. But unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that die and lose their livelihoods in the process. And I got to tell you about something, Vinny. I just uploaded a video. One of my subscribers sent it to me, and it was a brigadier. There's a naval air base, Atsugi.
The naval air facility in Atsugi, Japan.
Okay, great. And they had a video that they had up that explaining that Obama has ordered the evacuation of these bases, and they had it up for a few hours, and then very quickly they took it down. So I reposted that to my channel, and I did a video on it. I find it strange that they would try to censor and hide that video.
Well, something doesn't tell me that's strange. I mean, nuclear cover-ups are absolutely commonplace in the nuclear agencies, for sure. Absolutely, it would probably be censored.
No, but here's my question.
You said he,
Obama
actually
ordered
the people off, or was it just giving them a declaration that, you know, we will take you out if you want to?
No, they're actually evacuating all women and children, and then eventually other personnel out of these bases. They're going to be abandoning these bases. The Americans are going to be abandoning the Japanese people. And my question is, why does the government want that censored? Why do they want that information not available to Japanese citizens and the public at large? Why are we trying to hide this information right now? Why did it have to come through to the public through backdoor means like myself and others ripping these videos and trying to upload them? That's my question. Why are they hiding the fact that they were evacuating bases right now? Why is that not being told to the Japanese people?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the Japanese have not even released what the radiation figures even are. And the Pentagon supposedly has assets all around the area, measuring heaps of stuff. They're not releasing any information either. So
I really feel for the Japanese people. They're sitting at home. They can't go outside. They can't open up windows. I mean, it's insane. And being told that their news programming isn't covering, they're pushing out junk programming. I mean, why is this happening? Why aren't they being informed? Why aren't they being notified about how the danger levels? They should be.
I think deep down, we all know the answer to that question. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, brought to you with GorillaMedia.co.nz, where you can watch George's video. It's posted right there. Go and see it during the break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Proudly brought to you with GorillaMedia.co.nz. I would highly recommend right at this very moment that you make your way there and you watch George's video concerning the president, Barack Obama, authorizing invasion of a Japanese military base that has been pulled. And I reckon, George, what do you reckon we should get people to do? Like, download this video, re-upload it to their own YouTube accounts? I mean, what would happen to people's YouTube accounts if they started doing all this?
I don't know what will happen, but, you know, definitely we should try to spread this information, even though the government is trying to suppress it. I think if enough of us do that, the cat will be out of the bag and they won't do anything. So right now, I think only two YouTube channels are carrying this secret censored speech by I believe he's a captain or a brigadier general. I'm not really sure what his title is. But when I was listening to that video, he came off as, it was quite disturbing listening to it. You know, that was very disturbing. It kind of reminded me of you know, people, it was very shocking just having someone address, you know, personnel and saying that we're going to have to stagger the people leaving with women and children first. And, you know, I mean, this is a heart-wrenching story. These are people that have to leave because we are. It basically looks at the elephant in the room and says, "Hey, this thing's out of control. We got to get the women and the children out of harm's way." I mean, it's. I understand why the government pulled it. They didn't understand the internet. They thought this video was just going to go out to their personnel and they were going to watch it on YouTube. They didn't realize YouTube's an open forum, and guys like me are going to rip it and repost it. And it's the cat's out of the bag. People are inferring from this move that the government knows how dangerous it is. That's why they're getting women and children out first.
Well, and again, widespread panic is a possibility here with iodine supplements being sold out in the U.S.
The U.S. government knows something the Japanese citizens don't know.
Well, the Surgeon General actually recommended that getting iodine supplements was a cautious move. You know, so they obviously know something, Sorry, go ahead, George.
No, you go ahead. It's okay.
Well, as far as the media is concerned, they are basically keeping all of this extremely important information about people's general health, because I believe that the public outcry against this crisis, against nuclear power, could be so immense that it might even cause revolutions. Who knows? It'll create extreme instability, at least. I mean, imagine what would have happened in the Ukraine if everybody didn't know that it wasn't okay to plant their crops in the soil. They would have just left the area, wouldn't they? No, instead, they planted their crops in the soil and they died of cancer anyway.
Yeah, it all comes down to economics. They want to save the Japanese economy and the world economy, and they know if they do what's right for the Japanese people, you know, and get them out of harm's way, you're talking about jeopardizing the global economy, which... Japan is a major, a major hinge of that economy. But what I'm saying is you need to just be concerned about people's lives and get them the heck out of there. I bet, you know, at least half of the Japanese people would leave if they were given the opportunity, if there was governments there to evacuate them. I mean, they're stuck there. They don't have fuel. They don't have a means. A lot of them are running out of food and water. You know, this is a real, real catastrophe. You know, we should be sending every ship from every military around the world there to evacuate people. It's a total joke.
Well, maybe they don't want their ships going anywhere near that area for a specific reason. I mean, I believe the USS Ronald Reagan, as soon as that explosion happened in Fukushima, they went out of there quicker than you could ever conceive of. And some people, you know, when you think about downloading this censored material and uploading it to your YouTube channel, that, oh, what if my YouTube channel gets pulled? It's like, well, actually, what you should really be thinking about is what happens to all the people who are completely unaware of this because you didn't upload it to your YouTube channel.
I think the time for being polite is over. I mean, you got tens of millions of people in harm's way. We need to start causing a ruckus and get them out of there. If they have to come to America, they have to come to New Zealand. I mean, wherever they got to go, we got to get them out of there. I mean, this is just totally unacceptable.
Wholesale evacuation is underway of U.S. military. Now, who is bigger informed, better informed than the U.S. military? Probably Mossad, but other than that, no. They pretty much know what's going on. So if they're evacuating, that is a signal to everybody else that maybe you should be doing likewise, okay? You can follow rats when they leave a sinking ship because they know the ship is sinking.
I don't know what's going on.
Now, I'd like to talk about solutions here. Now, a creative solution that I've come up with, you know how kelp, you know, seaweed and that kind of thing helps you get your iodine into your thyroid so you don't absorb some of the radiation particles? Well, I think that a dual-purpose purchase would be eating sushi, because not only does it support the Japanese economy, but it also saves your life from radiation.
I don't know about that. That's out of my realm of expertise.
Oh, was Mike Adams, the health ranger, that's something that he's recommended. And also, after being affected by the radiation, it is also a good idea to take chlorella to cleanse it out of your system. So there's two health, basic practical things that you can do. And of course, as we said before, iodine supplements. Now, the reason for this is because your thyroid absorbs iodine in whichever fashion it can get it. So it'll find other iodine if you don't provide it with enough. And a lot of the iodine is now going to be radioactive because of what's happening in Japan there. And so it'll fill up your thyroid gland with all this and cause thyroid cancer. That's why you need iodine. And if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, we just did a healthy-something.co.nz has just gotten some products on our site there. In the US, it is mostly sold out. We still have supplies left here in New Zealand. God, goodness knows for how long. But it's the fact of the matter is, it's such a dangerous situation, and you really do need to think about protecting your family and your children if you are in the line of fire. And also getting this information out to everywhere. I'll be posting this up as a YouTube video and everything. I mean, this is your time to shine, ladies and gentlemen. You can literally save a human life by sending an email today, okay? Because nobody knows about this, and they all need to, because the situation is that serious. And you know, when we're being serious on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, it's real serious. Now, George, what's the word on the street there? I mean, is everybody just walking around just as normal? No signs of absolute panic, terror, people running around with their arms in the air, looting? What? Anything happening? George, are you there? Oh, okay. We seem to have lost George. We'll see if we can bring him back up. But, you know, as I say, go to gorillamedia.co.nz and check up on the video, President Authorizing Evacuation of Japan Military Base Urgent. President Authorizing Evacuation of Japan Military Base Urgent. George, are you back on the line there?
Yeah, I'm back on the line. And I can tell you, Californians are not preparing. They're not prepared. Just my subscribers and people that are within the movement, they're literally in shock and awe because they've been preparing for this for years. So now they're getting to the point where all their preparations, they're having to institute them. I know one gentleman that is buying lead bars. You know, he's looked for some type of, he's basically buying lead bars, a lead bar for $1, and he's stacking them in his basement as protection against nuclear fallout. So, you know, we've envisioned economic collapse. You know, crap hits the fan scenarios, and now we're coming to the realization that some of them are that the crap hits the fan scenario may be a nuclear fallout situation. It's not going to be clean. I mean, you're not going to be able to get out of this thing unscathed. You know, when a disaster scenario hits, they're dirty, and it may be, a lot of people are coming to the belief that maybe the end game is something to do with nuclear, and that seems like how it's playing out here.
The end game is nuclear. Well, you know, and how are people supposed to really deal with this? I mean, what are some practical steps that people can take at home, other than just, you know, making sure that they've got enough nutrition?
Well, I mean, we may not be able to deal with it. If this thing, it could be to the point where maybe this is eugenics in action. You know, maybe they are just trying to get rid of 50% of the population, and this is the way it's going to be done. I don't know if there's a whole lot you can do. You know, if we have major meltdowns and nuclear fallout, you know, across the jet stream. There's so many questions right now. There's so many questions, but I think the main focus we should all have is getting the Japanese people and Americans, you know, in the vicinity, out of harm's way. That's number one. You know, then I think number two, we need to deal with our own, you know, how those particles are entering the jet stream and how they may or may not affect us, our food, our water, and be prepared for it the best we can. You know, but what I've been told is that you just have to stay. There's not a whole lot you can do except stay indoors. I mean, that's what they're telling people in Japan. Stay indoors, seal your windows, don't run the air conditioning, don't run venting systems. I mean, for the next few days or weeks, you want to try to stay inside and minimize your exposure to possible nuclear fallout. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's all you can do. Here in California, if you're knowledgeable and prepared, that's about it. I mean, unless you have a full nuclear radiation suit, you're pretty much screwed.
So are hazmat suits selling out? It's, my goodness, how many people actually know about this, though? I mean, as far as my thinking is, very, 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 very few. So the vast majority, I mean, will be completely blissfully unaware, and there'll only be a few select people relative to the size of the population who listen to, you know, shows like mine and watch videos like yours, who will actually know about this kind of crisis coming on and may try to get prepared for them. But maybe there's too many. I mean, and there's the idea of evacuation. Where would you evacuate to? Where would you evacuate to in a crisis like this? Apparently, there's now radioactive particles in approximately 80% of the Earth's air area already. I heard from one report.
Yeah, I'm not saying I have all the answers. All I'm saying is, within the people that are knowledgeable in my area, it's literally shock and awe. People are taking major steps to get prepared, if not leaving the area. I mean, if you have a bug out location, this may be the time to take advantage of it. If you have a bug out vehicle, this may be the time to take advantage of it. If you got supplies, this may be the time to take advantage of it. I mean, if you were preparing, this is your chance to use your press. If you're not, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, and it might be difficult for public perception because they are, for all intents and purposes, dealing with an invisible threat. You know, it's not like you can see this massive cloud of bees coming at you and be completely aware of it right away. You have to actually be informed of it, and you have to have certain types of technology like Geiger counters. But there's also these other types of nuclear particles, such as tritium, I believe, which is being released, that you can't detect with Geiger counters, and you need a separate device. There's so many variables and so many facets to this. And in terms of the man on the street, I mean, George Heminger, you're a contributor to Russia Today. What have they been talking about, and what have you been telling them?
Let's get into that after
the break. Sorry.
No worries.
Ponder that over the break, George. I'm sorry. We'll be right back, folks, on TheEastwoodShow.com. My massively awesome, extremely special guest, George Heminger, with breaking news, is here with us until the end of the hour. We'll be right back.
Some kind of way out of here.
Said the Joker to the thief. Welcome back.
There's too much confusion.
A lot of confusion. Not much of that round either. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And incidentally, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question. Speaking of why, George, my producer just told me that you don't have a passport. I want to know, is that true and why?
Well, I don't have a passport because I ain't going anywhere without my kids and my wife, and there's a lot of us, and they've just raised the cost of passports. And it literally almost cost me $1,000 to buy passports for my entire family. So right now it's cost prohibitive. If you have a large family, just to get passports to get out of the country. Not, you're not even talking about plane tickets. So, you know, there's a cost factor. But in an emergency, if let's say I had to go somewhere and my audience was willing to pay for that, then I don't think I'd have a problem getting my passport, you know, right away. I'm hoping.
Our producer, when he got out of the United States in 2006, he got his whole family done for $325. And, yeah, well, raising the cost of passports.
I believe it's $125 to $150 per person. They've raised the passport, the cost of passports to get out of the United States.
Well, you know, part of me thinks, well, that's really sad. And another part of me thinks, oh my goodness, imagine what they're really trying to do here, you know, trying to keep people in there. It's kind of sick, really.
They just came out with a study about our tax system, and our tax system is predatory on the middle class. So either you got to be the wealthy elite or you got to be at the bottom rung. But if you're in the middle class in America, you're being squeezed, and you're being squeezed into financial oblivion. So, you know, I have to admit, I've been squeezed out of the middle class, and now I'm in the lower rungs of society. I'm building myself back up, but it's not like someone like myself could easily go overseas and take my whole family. That's a luxury reserved for people that are upper middle class, if not rich.
Well, it seems that the cost for any kind of freedom, in any sense of the word, is going up all the time. And at the same time that the cost to keep your remaining freedoms goes up, those freedoms are getting taken away from you via legislation. You know, and it's interesting you use the term squeeze, because when you traditionally think of something squeezing something else, it's like in between two parts and it's just smushing the two parts together. But I think we're in the middle of a multifaceted squeeze where it's not just coming at you from two directions or three or four or five. It's coming at you from 1,000 different directions. And so no wonder everybody's so confused. No wonder everybody's now preparing to get out of there, because it's such an uncertain time. How are people really supposed to deal with this? I mean, just feeding your family is difficult enough these days, let alone a friggin' nuclear crisis. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's impossible in a lot of ways to even contemplate or deal with, in either case, this crisis.
Well, I would argue that there are millions of Japanese that would love to evacuate the country themselves. They just had the money. So my argument would be there's probably millions of Japanese that are stuck in Tokyo, that are stuck in Japan, because they don't have the resources to buy their families passports and tickets and have a safe haven. That's why I'm calling upon the foreign governments to come in and help these people move and, you know, relocate them and put them into temporary housing. You know, because anybody can do it if you're rich. But, you know, that's my argument, because I've seen them on YouTube begging for help. They don't have the money. They're just like me. They don't have the money to take their whole family and fly them somewhere. I mean, it's just not, they just don't have the financial resources. So what? Well, because they don't have the financial resources, they have to stay there and be radiated by this radiation spewing out of these reactors? I mean, is that what they deserve after paying taxes for 20, 30, 40 years into the Japanese government? Is this the end game? Is this what you deserve after being a part of the system and being a good middle-class Japanese worker, that you get fried and you die of cancer? I mean, what is that?
Well, that's something that I'm sure all the bankers who got private jets yesterday and flew out of Japan, that's a question they could probably answer for you.
All the bankers have left Japan. You know, they're taking private jets out of there, $160,000 to get a private jet, and they're just flying entire staff. I mean, the rats are leaving the ship. This is the Titanic. It's going down.
And as the military men said in that army base that's being evacuated on the orders of President O'Berry, the women and children first.
Thank you so much, George, for coming on, and
I definitely need to have you on again sometime, mate.
President Obama's checked out. You know, he's He's talking about basketball. You know, people are calling me, telling me that they saw his speech this morning, and they're even freaked out as ever. He has no ability to lead and calm the American people. I mean, this guy is totally out of control. I mean, it's just, we have a total lack of leadership in this country.
Well, a total lack of accountable leadership anyway. So thanks very much, George, for coming on. We definitely want to have you on again sometime, mate.
Thanks for having me, Vinny. Take care.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. George 4 Title, that's the number 4 on YouTube. Look him up and go to gorillamedia.co.nz and watch his most recent video. You've been listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. This has been our number 1, and whew! Oh, crisis and death and the extinction of humankind is not a dish best served on any platter, in my opinion. But unfortunately, we have to deal with reality, because otherwise reality is going to deal to us. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be back next hour with more bad news. Back in a moment. Gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y. And, of course, proud collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. Just posted a story on Gorilla Media today that a good friend of mine, Nicola Grace, sent me. I believe it was something about GE. I'll find it sooner or later. But in the meantime, I'll get it straight from the horse's mouth. Nicola Grace, ladies and gentlemen, is the media spokesperson for Health Freedom New Zealand. And they've now got a new project to do with GE, GM, and whatever other kind of letters and denominations they have. It's basically the most ridiculously scary, genetically modified crapola that has ever come across, and it's real big business. Nicola, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Hi, Vinny, thanks.
Now, give us an update here. What's happening with GE to get you guys so uppity, and actually, what's happening with GE Free New Zealand?
Well, we've always been uppity about it. We've just had so much focus on our fluoride campaign and the anti-vitamin bill that was going through that we were simply under-resourced to start putting any of our resources and activities towards what's happening in the GE front in New Zealand. But we've kept our eye on it. And recently we just joined with GE Free New Zealand to help support them in raising awareness and using all of our resources to get behind them, principally because there's three things that are threatening New Zealand right now: threatening our brand, threatening our health freedom, and threatening the environment. And the first one is the release of the GE pine trees into the atmosphere. And the second one is the appointment of Sir Peter Gluckman as the chief scientist for the government, really pushing New Zealand to get behind GE as a way of us to progress further. And the third one is the free trade agreement with America, with a clause that the media seem to have just asked about but brushed over, which states that American corporations need to be consulted before New Zealand changes or brings into any laws that affects their sale of their products. So that's all pretty alarming stuff, and it's happening. So that's kind of made us go, right, we need to spring into action. And we have had one of our members start the GE Free Shoppers campaign, which you can find on Facebook, GE Free Shoppers NZ.
And this comes off the back of an article released by the New Zealand Herald here. Watchdog Red Flags GM Food. New Zealand's Fonterra, the world's biggest dairy exporter, is under scrutiny over potential GM or genetically modified contamination in the milk product it sells. It comes after Greenpeace Australia questioned the controls on dairy farms run by an Australian company in which Fonterra has a controlling stake. Now, we're going to get into this more intensely just after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. My marvellous and special guest is Nicola Grace, the media spokesperson from Health Freedom New Zealand for the whole hour. We'll be right back.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. The VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. My marvellous and special guest is going to, hopefully we're going to proceed to terrify you a little by telling you what's really going on. Her name is Nicola Grace, and she's the spokeswoman from Health Freedom New Zealand. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, thanks. Hopefully we're not going to terrify people. We're going to empower people with information so they can take the right action.
Oh, can't we terrify them a little?
No. No, we definitely need people sort of, coming out of a coma, so to speak, and taking correct action so that the marching army of GE doesn't end up walking all over us and destroying our environment and biodiversity and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen that movie War of the Worlds? That's kind of like a mechanical equivalent to GE crops and the damage they'll do.
It is. A movie that I've never been able to watch. Mm.
Well, you know, and maybe it's because at the end of it, it's kind of ominous that all the aliens die of disease, you know, because after all the GE's released, everybody's going to die of disease in some way, shape or form. Oh, the tyranny. Now, give us a breakdown. You've now joined in a partnership with GE Free New Zealand, and then has this kind of thing happened before? We're activist organisations have joined forces on a front like this?
Yes, it has. I mean, we're always reaching out and looking to join forces with whoever we can, because we've got to pull together. Each organisation on their own can only go so far. And because GE is a cross-border issue, it affects so many different organisations all over the world. So the more we can pull together, I think the more power that we can have, and we can share information and have a look at ways of combating what we're dealing with. So we've had an association with the Fluoride Action Network New Zealand on our fluoride campaign. So we're always looking. You know, we're always looking for relationships.
Kind of like the speed daters. Now,
it kind of feels that way at the moment, because what's exciting about what's happening in GE is on the Americans on the 26th of March are marching on the White House. That's called Rally for the Right to Know, where they've on their Facebook page, Rally for the Right to Know, they've put millions against Monsanto, and they're marching against this idea that we don't need to label GE. In fact, we do need to label. We have a right to know, and we support that campaign. And there's lots of other groups around that we're pulling all together so that we can pull our resources and get the information out there and take the right action.
See, I don't think this is the right action, because I don't want to label GE. I want to disable GE.
I'm 100% behind you, absolutely, but I think that when you're looking at campaigning, it's always good to circle the wagon, and when you circle the wagon, you can then pull the string and the whole thing falls down. And part of that is, you know, needing to deal with it at a political level, but really quickly and easily stop spending money on food that contains GE. And the slogan of our GE Shoppers campaign is, if in doubt, leave it out. It is going to take years before the politicians get with it and change the labelling, because they aren't governing countries. It's the corporations that are governing. So by campaigning with the politicians, we absolutely need to do that. But more importantly, we need to vote with our dollar. And if in doubt, leave it out. If the label doesn't specify and you have a suspicion because you see on there that it's got imported ingredients or ingredients that come from a derivative of soy or corn or beets, or now we've got alfalfa or rice, potatoes in some countries. If in doubt, leave it out. Leave it out of your shopping cart, because the supermarkets will notice that certain items are staying off the shelf. Rightly or wrongly, the manufacturers will start putting on their labels that they have a commitment to GE, to a GE policy, and they'll start labeling themselves regardless of what the politicians are telling them to do, because their products aren't selling. And
well,
that has been successful with country of origin labelling. In New Zealand, we do not have laws that state manufacturers have to put the origin of their ingredients. So what consumers started doing is not buying, and foodstuffs and the other made brand in New Zealand noticed certain things were sitting on the shelf. So they're actually labelling country of origin themselves. So when you go to the supermarket now, you'll see oranges from California or beans from Australia, because they weren't moving. And so I think we do have a tremendous amount of power, especially if the whole world gets in on it and other countries start a GE Free Shoppers Facebook page and campaign, and simply, if in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah, well, good message. Good message, and it rhymes too, so it's a wonderful for propaganda and brainwashing. So hopefully this will stick in people's minds, you know.
Brilliant branding.
Yeah.
That's something Health Freedom New Zealand's really famous for.
Bernays would be proud of you. Oh, hey, well, isn't it part of it though, Nicola? I mean, it's like you understand what your enemy's kind of campaign strategies are, and then you can use that as a framework to how to mount your own campaigns against them.
Absolutely. That's definitely part of circling the wagon, for sure. Yeah. And then undermining the power that they have. The power they have is the withdrawal and the withholding of information. That, because when people don't know, they can just, you know, blindly go along. But we're not living in a time where it's that easy to withhold information anymore.
Yeah. And that's the point of a lot of alternative media these days, is to just give you the information that you don't know already. Okay.
Right.
So I really, really do this show. And we have a lot of New Zealand listeners now, and a lot of American listeners too. And well, everybody kind of seems to get it, because the same stuff that's happening here is happening over there. And it's almost like there's basically no difference, really. the whole world is governed exactly the same, the same group of scumbags, and you find out that it's even the same corporations that push the same descriptions of scumbaggery.
Yeah, the only reason we have national borders now is so that people can track our comings and goings, because ultimately, economically and politically, there are no borders. It's a fallacy.
Well, isn't it like it's now ruled by monetary system, isn't it? It doesn't matter what your country is doing, where it is or whatever. It all matters about what its kind of value is, and what these megacorps are doing is they're coming in and making sure that their products become the only ones that are available so that they can milk more money out of it and suck it back. And it's this exponential growth paradigm with zero concern for human life or anything. Or in fact, it's mainly concerned with human life. And in that sense, I mean by annihilating it.
Yeah, I mean that's a really good point, because one of the most alarming things that we have with GE and Health Freedom is the fact that at the very beginning there were no tests done by the food safety authorities to see whether or not this food is actually safe in the human body, so they just willy-nilly approved. They approved it, and now in New Zealand we've got at least 40 suspected ingredients in our food chain. In America, the statistic is something like 80% of food in supermarket shelves is GE, or the livestock has been fed with GE feed, and so that's really quite horrendous, an infiltration with no studies done on the human body and the human health. And independent studies prior to the release and the acceptance of these foods has been to show cows dying and rats dying after being fed GE soy and corn. So that is really alarming, I think, and it is a good reason why, if in doubt, leave it out. If you don't know, then don't consume it. And, you know, is it Food Inc.? I think it was the movie Food Inc. They talked about when they looked down the aisles of the supermarkets, all they saw were cornfields. Just about everything's got some kind of derivative of corn in it in America in the processed food department. So stay away from the cornfields, you know. Don't shop down the aisles.
Yeah. And it's interesting you talk about how all the rats and cows dying when they're eating all this GE food. I don't mean all of them, I'm not blowing it out of proportion, but, you know, several of them. Not a very good sign at the best of times, right? And it strikes me that the reason they keep using it is because they also view us as vermin, as rats, as cattle.
You kind of get that feeling for sure. I mean, if anybody wants to track those studies, you can go to the Institute for Responsible Technology, so you can actually see that information for yourself, because we're not making it up. But yeah, absolutely, it's a mass experiment, because the experimentation was not done and released prior to the genetic engineering and genetic modification occurring. The experimentation is taking place across the population at large. However, there's no tracking. There's no tracking or monitoring what the effect is.
It's like in one of those movies where some scientific experimenter just, you know, goes a little bit mad and then decides that he's going to do everything willy-nilly and says, ah, she'll be right. And this is great, great for New Zealand, you know. Oh, gee, she'll be right. I don't think so. And what's happened here is exactly that type of disaster movie scenario where science has gotten out of freaking control, and now they've got this enormous virus or monster or something that has been released and is now threatening the entire freaking world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, little boys, and I don't mean that sort of against boys, but little boys throw away your toys sort of thing. It's like, get rid of the toys and get serious. But it isn't, I don't think it's going to happen at that level. I think that those types of companies will not change without being brought to their knees. And since money is their food for continuing to be able to do what they do, as consumers, that's where we have the power. Vote with your dollar, withdraw your money from them. And again, if in doubt, leave it out.
You can literally kneecap a business by just refusing to go there. Like, I remember somebody on Radio Live, I think it might have been Martin Crump, he really loved his free-range pork, right? Free-range organic pork, and this little local butcher who kept selling it to him, and he went there every week to get some of it or something along those lines. And then it changed owners. He came in and he says, hey, have you got any free-range pork? Owner says, nah, that's all just a load of rubbish. She's like, all right, thanks very much. I'm out of here. And yep. the very next week, there was a sign out the front that says fresh, free-range organic pork.
Yeah, exactly. We did that here in New Zealand as well, Vinny, with Cadbury, you know, when the Americans bought out Cadbury from the Brits and they started using palm kernel oil and there was a suspicion of some of their products do have GE ingredients in them. New Zealanders on mass went, stuff that, we're buying Whittaker. We all started buying Whittaker. Whittaker started putting out ads saying that, you know, that they were kosher and everything was great about their chocolate. So now there's been mass sales. They've increased their product line. They, you know, when you walk into the supermarkets now, you see great big huge piles of Whittaker's chocolate where Cadbury's chocolate used to be, and Cadbury's has just been pushed aside. So, you know, we can do that again with every product. If you go to GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page, you'll find the two guides, the American guide, which is, let's have a look, non-GMO shopping guide, as well as the Australian guide, the True Food Guide, to find out what brands are committed to GE policy, GE Free policy, I should say, what brands contain GE ingredients, what brands might contain GE ingredients, and you know, and then vote with your dollar. If in doubt, leave it out. I took that guide to the supermarket, and I don't buy much from the supermarket except for, you know, dry stuffs that you need with the old toothpaste and stuff. I usually get most of my food from the farmers markets, but I happened to be going to the supermarket with my True Food Guide, making sure that, you know, I wasn't putting anything in my shopping cart that inadvertently had GE ingredients. And I was absolutely shocked to see how much stuff sits on our supermarket shelf that is suspected to have GE ingredients. And I did change my buying habits for sure.
Well, if buying habits, is that really the easy one here? I mean, that's something everybody can do, right? That's not such a difficult thing, because it's just making a decision. Okay, I'm not going to buy that particular product. I'm going to buy the one next to it, or I'm not going to buy them at all because they're all poison, which is, in my experience, almost exclusively the case.
Yeah.
When I go into a supermarket, I try to find stuff that isn't poison, and it's just so freaking difficult. Our whole food chain is now this cacophony of cancer-causing carcinogens.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep, it is indeed. Yeah. I mean, the further away you can eat from processed food, the better. I mean, sticking to your fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, nuts and seeds and legumes. And because I'm a vegetarian, one of the biggest things that I'm really alarmed about is the amount of Terminator seeds piling into India at the moment, because, you know, that's where I get most of my lentils and my beans from. And it's insidious how it is really creeping in, and it's going to be harder for organic companies to be able to get certification for organic with crops that specifically have cross-contamination through the pollination of GMOs. So, you know, like now...
That sounds like planned command and control warfare to me. If your enemy is somebody who is capable of producing crops that are outside your control, and your crops basically spread across to their fields, and then you can automatically take their land off them if you find your... Yeah. That sounds like an incredibly brilliant scheme if you were a sociopath.
Yeah, it's bioterrorism and biocolonialism and, you know, all those things. Yeah, but I think
Are we able to then launch a war on bioterrorism? I mean, what are we going to do, bomb New York or something?
They need money to do what they do.
And again,
they can't keep doing what they do without money.
Well, rather than this, they
don't give them your money.
Well, they can't do what they want to do without you. In other words, that's the responsibility. They can't do it without you, okay? That is their linchpin. If they don't have any money, they are dead in the freaking water. We can smack them down in a very simple type fashion by making a few simple decisions. But
I think, one
thing I'm really conscious of is just how difficult it is to not get poisoned, even by things that aren't GE. I mean, there's also aspartame, there's alcohol, there's cigarettes, there's carbon monoxide in the air coming out of our exhaust pipes, electromagnetic radiation. There's a bazillion things that are trying to poison you, kill you, dumb you down. You know, the list goes on. And unfortunately, it's so hard to teach everybody about all the different threats that they face so they can protect themselves from all of them. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
This is genetically modified folks' theme song.
Me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
And I said, listen, I've travelled every road in this here land, because I've been everywhere, man. I've been across the mountains and across the deserts there, man. I've been everywhere. It's Genetically Modified Foods theme song. coming to a frickin' province near you, I'm sure. Now, do we even have any genetically modified foods even growing in New Zealand? But because the key spark off here is genetically modified pine trees being grown in New Zealand, isn't it, Nicola?
That's right. We don't have anything as far as food is concerned that's been released out into the general population. I know that there have been trials that that have come through IRMA to start cropping with potatoes. I think that got rejected. I'm not quite sure. But we do have experimentation. I mean, New Zealand's been working with GMOs in the lamb industry for quite some time now. It just hasn't been released out to the population. And it's a bigger issue for New Zealand too, because we've always been seen as the clean, green country, and we get a lot of tourism because of what we call the New Zealand brand, and it's just being destroyed left, right and centre, which is just such a shame, because we're missing out on an opportunity to capitalise on the organic market and the growth of the organic market. We are, you know, potentially the food bowl for the world to have pure food. And if we allow crops to be grown here that are GE, that's all going to be destroyed, which is why now's the time that we've really got to send a loud message to Parliament and also to everybody that this is something that we can't allow to have happen. We have in our midst a man whom I won't judge, called Peter Gluckman, who is the chief scientist to the government. And he has been on television on numerous occasions. I've seen him interviewed where he is pushing very heavily GE for New Zealand as a way for us to progress, which is incredibly small-minded. And I just wonder who's paying him. I'd love anybody out there, love for a forensic accountant to come be part of our team so we could start following the money and then expose that.
Yeah. Well, there might be somebody I can hook you up with after the show there, Nicola. Now, one idea that I'm kind of rustling around in my brain here is, what is an appropriate level of hostility to hear? I mean, obviously we can't go up to a politician or a paid science stooge and punch them in the face, even though it might be appropriate and might save human life as a result. which in that case makes me wonder, did you hear about the hammers that were used to bash up a whole bunch of planes in the UK that time ago, the ploughshares actions?
No.
No?
No.
Well, they set a legal precedent that if you damage equipment that is going to be used to kill people, you know, unjustifiably, then they get off in court. Same thing happened to the ploughshares activists who pulled the cover off the dome down in Waihopai, the secret spy base. So I wonder, is there something that the health freedom movement could destroy in New Zealand that's actually physically there, that's really doing damage and pumping out poisons to the public?
Absolutely. Vinny,
Profits.
Oh, yeah. That's what we can destroy, and we can do that very fast. The average New Zealander is spending $100, $150 a week per person on food. You can destroy their profits relatively fast. If in doubt, leave it out. Stay away from the aisles. Stick to fresh fruit and veg and organic grains. And you know that when you eat a really healthy diet and you're putting a lot of legumes, grains and beans into your diet instead of meats and dairy and stuff, it's quite cheap. It's very, very cheap to feed your family. It's highly nutritious. And, you know, it's a win-win-win situation all around.
Well, and hold on a second. How long ago was it that pretty much everybody was growing their own food in their backyard to some description of fashion? I believe even up as recent as the 1950s, virtually everybody had a garden or chickens or something.
That's correct. And that is changing back. We're going back that way. I mean, you know, like everybody I know who lives with a backyard is growing some form of food in their own backyard.
Mm. Well, coupled with this, we have the oncoming mega depression caused by 1.4 quadrillion of derivatives, which John Key was instrumental in helping to grow. So who better to lead the country into oblivion, I always say, than the person who helped to cause the financial crisis. But in either case, what the economic crisis is really going to do here, and I'm thinking back to the last Great Depression, where in the United States, something in the region of millions of people starved to death during a time when 90% of people lived in rural areas and grew their own food. And today, only 10% of people do, and the rest of us live in cities with nothing. You know, what is a huge economic depression going to do to the food supply here when food prices are so high? And this is coming this year, I believe, when food prices are so high that the shelves will be stocked and ready, but nobody will have the money to buy them. It seems that most famines that have ever occurred have not been due to lack of supply, like the potato famine, for example. It was because the Irish couldn't afford to buy the potatoes because the British jacked the prices up and then exported them to Britain. Right.
Yeah. See, and that is one of the reasons why people push GE, because they say it's a real cheap food source, and in actual fact, it's not. It's not cheap at all. When you have a look at all of the different aspects of it, it's a complete fallacy that GE food is cheaper.
Yeah. And meanwhile, today everybody's watching the news, watching our fabulous Prince William give his condolences to the poor people of Christchurch. And in times like these, it may appear callous, but this does have to cross your mind if you really are serious about what's happening in your country. What else is going on that the media isn't telling us? And what Nicola is telling us here today won't be repeated in mainstream press, or at the very least hasn't yet.
will be discredited in the mainstream press. I mean, look at what they did to me over the anti-vitamin bill. Completely tried to destroy me, my reputation, and said that I was a liar and everything, because that's what they do. Anybody that stands up and speaks the truth gets pounced upon in the media in New Zealand and attacked.
Yeah. Well, it just makes my freaking blood boil, you know, to see my country being taken over by evil scumbags that have captured the government, that have brainwashed the people into supporting the government, which supports the corporations, which screws over the people, you know? Yeah, it's like this one-step, two-step, three-step process, so the average person doesn't see through the glossy veneer of total scumbaggery that we see floating around in Parliament and in the faces of corporate office. And I'm not saying that everybody who wears a suit is an evil person. Far from it. I'm just saying that they're the devil.
Did you get a chance to have a look at that video I sent you about that Frenchman in Tokyo who released a YouTube video yesterday morning in Japan about the third reactor exploding over there? So they knew about the explosion And then he turns on the TV in Japan and there's all these ads about where you can buy really good pizzas and there is no warning or flash announcement and what have you. And he's getting his message out there and he's wanting people to pass it on to get the information out there because that affects the entire world. The information is being withdrawn. It's like whether it's GE or, you know, the real damage of and spread of this nuclear meltdown, the information is being withheld because it doesn't support the corporation. Everybody, you know, is supposed to keep going to work so the whole machine works and people make money and the corporations get to survive. So anyway, so the video he's asking for is, you know, the thing that we can do is spread information, is just keep spreading information. And things grow out of that quite organically. I mean, if you live in America, just have a look at what's happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't think revolution is possible tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, get off your ass. Seriously. It's happening everywhere. Like at a moment's notice through Twitter and Facebook, you can like overthrow a government these days. And so at a moment's notice when everybody says, hey, if in doubt, leave it out, so too will come down these GE pesticide scumbags who are attempting to poison, destroy forever our biosecurity, the ability to feed our families healthy food, all for their own selfish ends, which don't include us, which means that, hey, if half of the population of the world has to die, so be it. We don't care.
If the whole world became a GE-free shopper, I think we could do it in under a month. So, you know, if you're not in New Zealand, start your own Facebook page, GE-free shopper, and then your country, and then link to us so we can all link up together and really just get the message out there worldwide, become a GE-free shopper. If in doubt, leave it out.
Have we got stickers, Nicola? Because I want a sticker for my car.
Yeah, well, we're looking at doing stickers and badges and T-shirts, like getting a really big T-shirt. So if you're going shopping after work, you could just put your T-shirt on over your clothes. You don't have to take clothes off, just stick it on. And so that's all coming. I mean, it's just time and those things take time. We need a graphic designer to actually design the T-shirt for us. But if we could get that T-shirt out there worldwide, that would be really awesome. And
you know, it would be a cool idea if we had a worldwide competition of a design competition for the T-shirt.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Because this affects absolutely everyone, and I think there'll be a lot of artists out there who are just dying to take a shot at these people. What about David Dees? I love his illustrations when it comes to GE. You know, everybody looks just so pallid with blue veins popping out of them as they drink their aspartame-laced orange juice with their aspartame pops and their MSG dogs. It's great, man. Poison is everywhere, and doesn't it come in pretty packaging?
the greatest thing is like some of them will come in these really beautiful green packages. So they'll just make something nice and greeny. So you go, oh, yeah, look, colour, green, that must be a green product, must be a healthy product. Or they'll put, you know, the word health on there but won't be making a claim. It's really subtle the way they're trying to manipulate your mind into thinking what you're eating is good for you.
Yeah, and they've got the resources to pay all sorts of people, psychiatrists, support groups and, you know, advertisers. And I believe even Saatchi and Saatchi got a contract from the government to help push their 1080 agenda as well, which poisons the food supply to no end, just like GE.
Their profits come from sales.
Perception management is a very, very essential tool for any description of company or government. Even if you're doing good things, you still have to manage the public's perception so that all people make sure you think about this direction. Don't look over here because that's not good for me for you to be looking over there, okay? I need you to be obedient workers, just dumb enough to operate the machines and type in those lines of code at work. But if you question what the government is doing, You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, you are. How dare you accuse incredibly wealthy people with all the money in the world of trying to get more power for themselves? How dare you? It's preposterous.
Well, I think the facts speak for themselves. You know, you just have to take a really good look at who's got all of the money and what they're doing versus yeah. who doesn't have the money and what they're doing.
Well, and just quickly on that point, there was that ad that Whittaker's put out saying, you know, our chocolate's natural and dairy milk chocolate from Cadbury's is really crapola, that kind of stuff. And very, very quickly, the public changed their spending habits. But that was because Whittaker's put up that enormous expensive ad on mainstream television. So if we could get a group of companies who have got enough money to put that kind of message out and pay through the nose that it takes in order to get something to the national consciousness level, that's one of the ways. The other ways is listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You're listening and you're hearing, and I hope that you're learning, because I certainly am, to Nicola Grace, the woman for Health Freedom New Zealand. And we'll be right back to the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com chat room at GorillaMedia.com.nz. We'll be right back.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean.
My name's Monsanto, and I'm going to rape your country anyway. It's business time.
It's business time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about destroying your diversity. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there. Our very special guest joining us, this is a final segment here, is Nicola Grace, who is the spokeswoman for Health Freedom New Zealand, who have just drummed up a partnership with GE Free New Zealand to take these ridiculously evil, filthy scumbags and all their dangerous products the hell off our shelves. Nicola, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Vinny.
Now, please, there was one thing you wanted to get out, was the details for people actually to call Fonterra. And for those of you unfamiliar with what Fonterra is, it's the world's largest, is it a dairy company? Like, it's pretty much a conglomerate of all the slave farmers in New Zealand. And they all get their milk done through Fonterra. So New Zealand is essentially a Fonterra estate. And I would advise people to continue the war on Fonterrorism. Because hey, if you keep supporting them, the Fonterrorists win.
Yeah. If in doubt, leave it out. The New Zealand Herald just reported that Fonterra has been suspected for using GE feed for their dairy cows, which means that the GE bacteria and organisms can make their way into the dairy products. And Fonterra's dairy, they are the largest exporter of dairy worldwide. So that is not just going to affect your cheese, your butter and your milk. It's also going to affect all the products that use Fonterra's dairy: biscuits, confectionery, chocolate, packaged cakes, all the kind of processed food that we shouldn't really be eating anyway. But it's out there, and Fonterra have been very cagey since the True Food Guide confronted them about their GE free policy, about just exactly what farms are using GE food. And especially now that you've got GE alfalfa feed being released in America, we, you know, everything is cross-border. A lot of New Zealand cows eat grass, but in other countries they're being fed feed and, you know, it gets into the food chain. So as part of the GE Free New Zealand campaign, they're asking everybody to contact Fonterra. So this doesn't necessarily have to be just New Zealanders, because remember, much of the dairy that's out there in the world comes from Fonterra. So it doesn't matter what country you're in, if you go to GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page and go to the event for Fonterra, you'll find all of the contact details for the CEO, Andrew, how do you pronounce his last name, Vinny?
Sorry, Andrew who?
The CEO for Fonterra.
Ferrier, is it?
Ferrier, yeah, because I was about to say Ferrero as a Ferrero, the chocolate.
Well, that does have dairy products in it. And maybe if you crack them open, you'll get a little toy.
I completely blank out, but I just did that just then. Mainly because I'm, you know, like I'm so not beside myself, but, you know, like it's really difficult to get over the anger that you feel for somebody who's driving a corporation and a country, I think, down the tubes. But anyway, if you go to the GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page, you'll find the event there for details for writing a letter if you want to write a letter, links to where their Facebook pages are so you can post something on their Facebook page, and the points that we want to cover very clearly in any letters that go out to him, so that they know that we're watching, they know that we're making consumer decisions not to consume their products, and we want to see a commitment from them for a GM policy consistent with their sustainable policy that they've got plastered all over their website.
Well, I've only got 6 letters for Fonterra. F off, GE. You know, these people, they don't have any concern. I don't know. Well, how is it that when you're up at 30,000 feet, you can't see what's going on beneath you? It's silly. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, it's intentional. And, of course, like you said, Nicola, we need to actually expose what these people's financial connections are. See if there is actually a conflict of interest. And there probably is. In fact, you know, you and I both know, there usually always is. And yeah. I'd like to thank you very much, Nicola, for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com shop, I believe it's up there right next to the homepage, you can purchase a copy of Nicola's CD that she's got on there that we made together. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome stuff. So thanks, Nicola, for coming on. And please plug your website, and then we'll say fairly well.
Thank you. It's the Facebook page, GE Free Shoppers NZ. And if you're in a country other than New Zealand, please go there, have a look at what we've done, and create your own Facebook GE Free Shoppers page for your country and link up with us.
All right. Well, there we have it. Nicola Grace, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to another exciting edition of the G. I was going to say the GE show, but it's actually the VE show. Oh, a bit of a Freudian slip there. Oh, the toxic contamination. So, yeah, a fabulous show, fabulous show. We're being contaminated by radiation on the one side, contaminated by GE on the other side, and we're kind of smooshed in the middle like a bunch of people that have enormous weapons of information, and we are armed to the teeth. And we are not going to let any of these people get away with what they're doing without a big fight. You know? Give them hell, boys. Thanks for listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Check us out on Facebook at the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will Ryan Facebook page. And also the VinnieEastwoodShow.com has fabulous archives where we'll be posting up this show. And of course, we've posted many more. We'll be back tomorrow.